You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Do Meals, and Factor X Fitness, Thomasville. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I am Maria Wells, your host, along with my co-host Joe Pate, who will be flying in here in just a moment. Chase, I hope with our smoothies, don't you?
I know. We didn't get them last week.
No, she wasn't here. She was on a vacation, so we had a vacation from our smoothies. But I do believe she's on the way with the smoothies. And, of course, you don't want to forget $5 Friday at Smoothie King. All four locations, Gornto Road over there off of Inner Perimeter Road, Thomasville, and Tifton. So Joe will be here just momentarily. But it's been a rainy week, Chase.
It has. It seems like it hasn't stopped at all.
Hasn't hardly. But rained on me all the way to work to Thomasville. Then it rained on me halfway to Valdosta here. And then I got to Valdosta, and guess what? The skies cleared.
Mm.
Wow. Home, no rain, Valdosta,
right.
Fit Talk Radio. There you go.
It's getting rid of that heat a little bit, though, so I'm enjoying it.
I am, too. Well, we were just talking just a few minutes ago about football season, and that's right around the corner. And
finally.
Finally, right around the corner. I know you said you've been waiting for it.
Yes.
So how do the Lowndes teams and the Valdosta teams, how are they shaping up, or do you know?
They're looking to have a good year. Valdosta has a new offensive coordinator this year, so they're looking to get the offense going this year. And Lowndes lost a few seniors last year, so they got a few fresh faces. So it'll be a good year for both the Vikings and the Wildcats this year.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to keeping up with those teams. Of course, my heart is with the Osceola Indians over there in Irwin County because our youngest son graduates. He's a senior this year, so he plays tight end. So we're excited for Justin Wells to be playing football his senior year. So they've got a scrimmage game over there in Irwin County come Saturday night. So we'll be over there rooting for the Indians. But got a great show planned for you tonight. We're going to have Melissa Eckenberry from Wintersville Fitness. She's going to be with us here just momentarily. And then later on, we're going to hear the final words from Jeff Levy on the Madonna Grimes legend. For those of you who were not with us last week, Jeff Levy, his wife, Madonna Grimes, who was a fitness icon, just accolades over and over and over again. Of course, Madonna died of colorectal cancer a couple of years ago, and so she has just left a big hole in the fitness industry. She was the queen of hip hop, started hip hop out in California. She was a Ohio State cheerleader, but this is a very serious subject, and it was a heartfelt story, wasn't it, Chase, last Thursday night?
Yes, ma'am. From his words, it just sounded like she was just such an inspiration to many people, and just lived a great and positive life. So I can't wait to hear what he has to say tonight.
Well, you know, tonight is it's a little bit disturbing, some of the things he's going to say, but it is just mostly just to alert people that if you're over 50 or you have or you are predisposed to colon cancer, if you're African American, if it's been diagnosed in any of your family members, you need to go have a colonoscopy. Her life could have been saved. Had she gone when she was 35 and 40 to have a colonoscopy. And that's what's so tragic about this, because this could have been prevented, Chase.
It could.
So we're just out there trying to tell people to please do your very best and get these screenings done. A lot of people want to put it off. They think, well, I'm feeling fine. But a lot of times when cancer, by the time you find out you have cancer, it is too late, which was in the case of Madonna.
And if I'm not mistaken, you said she didn't even know she had it. Like, she was still healthy and everything. I mean,
everything.
You can get it any time. So
at any time. And
just get it checked.
But by the time that she realized she had it, it had already affected other of her organs.
Man.
So, there's a video that I'm going to post later tonight. She had a colostomy bag on and was her energy level was way down, and she's still teaching a class. And wow, I mean, it's just what an inspiration, you know, to all of us. So that's part of our show tonight, and so I'm excited about that. Melissa Eckenberry, like I said, is going to be talking with us from Wintersville Fitness. Have not had Melissa on the show, so this will be her first time happening. And then, of course, we'll be talking a little bit about what's happening over in Thomasville at Factor X Fitness, and about what's happening with the Peach State Championships and what's happening with that. That is the big bodybuilding show, the MPC National Qualifier, coming right here to your own hometown in Valdosta, Georgia. So I'm excited about that. October the 13th, Chase.
Definitely. It's creeping up on us.
You know, you think, well, that's 2.5 months away, but I've been working on it now for 6 months.
Wow.
I've been working on that show, and it takes that amount of time to put this type of event together. You know, hoping the Sports Authority is going to help us. Just dropped off that application, and we're listed in Southern Muscle Magazine. So if you know anybody, if you've never been to a bodybuilding show, you might find it quite interesting. Lots of people, all ages, you know, all walks of life that have taken this on as a sport to help them lose weight or whatever. And it's become their hobby and their passion, and it's really good to hear from some of those people that have made this part of their lifestyle. So we're excited about what's going to happen there. Also, Chase got a big surprise, and I'll begin to post about her. We've got a special guest coming to us to guest pose.
Okay.
At this show, Angela Salvagano, and she was the 2009 U.S. overall women's bodybuilding champion, and she's also an IFBB pro. And I'm going to post her picture, and she is unbelievable. So they say she's a great poser. She can entertain well. So I'm looking forward to her being here and being with us here on the show.
Definitely. So, this show will be here before you know it, I'm telling you.
It definitely will be. Definitely will be. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics, along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and I believe my co-host has arrived with prizes in hand. Chase.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, Joe.
Chase, I'm back.
We are so happy that you're here,
yes.
Mostly because of smoothies, but no, not really. Just kidding,
Joe. Really because of smoothies.
I told Chase, I said, you know, our smoothies took a vacation too while Joe did. So.
I know it.
So, Joe, you went on vacation, and tell us where you went.
I went to Savannah for one evening, which was nice, you know, just to kind of walk around and eat some good food and everything. And then on to Charleston, South Carolina, which I had never been there. It was a really lovely historical town. Lots of good food, lots of good, you know, shopping, city market kind of thing. And just beautiful architecture. Just had a great time.
Well, you know, Joe, I went to school there in Charleston.
Really?
At the Baptist College of Charleston. Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, you know all about it.
I know
then.
All about Charleston. I met my first husband there.
Oh, well.
He was a Citadel man. So I know a little bit about Charleston. So it is a beautiful city. It is a historical city. If you've never been there, let me encourage you to please go there because it is a beautiful city. And I'm glad you had a good time.
I did. It was just eating a lot of delicious, wonderful food from these wonderful restaurants that we don't have here in Valdosta. It was a nice break to get away with friends and, you know, have a couple drinks, lay out by the pool, go touring. We did tour the Boone Hall Plantation. you know, a lot of history there, lots and lots of history and how things were way back when. It just kind of will break your heart, but glad we moved past all that. But there's still there's just so much history. It's
the beautiful buildings there. I went to church there at First Baptist Church. I know we're getting off the subject here tonight, but you walk into that church, it's just beautiful. I mean, old First Baptist Church downtown. And as you walk into the pews, they have little wooden doors that you open, and sit down. So it was a very interesting place to be. There is the College of Charleston there, the Baptist College of Charleston, and the Citadel. Mm-hmm. And of course, it is a naval base too. So
I'm
glad you're back and glad you had a good time. I did tell them about $5 smoothies tomorrow.
Absolutely, our medium smoothies, 32-ounce, $5 all day long. The meal replacements are $6. All day long till we close, from opening to close. So go by and get your smoothie fix. We got whatever you need.
Absolutely. I'm getting my smoothie fix right now. So very, very excited. Jeff Levy, for those of you who just turned on, will be calling in around 6:30 to continue the story of the Madonna Grimes legend. It was a heartfelt story, of course, a very serious subject. So we want you to make sure that you tune in to listen to the conclusion of that story here tonight. We have just been talking about a lot of different things tonight, but one of the things, you know, I've heard so many people tell me that they're getting ready for their kids to go back to school, and then they're going to get back in the gym.
Yeah.
So it's been a busy summer for a lot of people, and I understand that that's, you know, when the kids get back in school and everything settles back down, then everybody gets back into the groove of things. Although I hope everybody out there has been diligent this summer and not overindulged in food and drink and vacation.
I know how it can happen easily. I gained about 5 or 10 pounds.
Did you overindulge in food?
I did. I probably did. It was so delicious and all kinds of different drinks to try, especially when you're laying out by the pool and just relaxing or walking around. You know, you just grab something quick and it could be sugary, and before you know it, or it tastes so good, you're having another one and then another one, or, you know, just trying all these different recipes, all these different wonderful restaurants. I mean, just
they do have a lot of
streets and streets and streets full of restaurants.
That's you're absolutely right. But hopefully everybody will get back into the groove of everything and get back in their routine. I think that's what most people get out of in the summer is their routine.
Yeah, they do.
Whether it's going to the gym or riding your bike or doing whatever. Or running, a lot of runners in this area because we have such great weather. But it's been so hot. A lot of my people that I know that were runners have not been able to run.
Yeah.
They said they were afraid.
Way too hot.
It's cooling down now.
So
everybody will get back into the groove of all that. So,
well, Smoothie King is available in the morning for all of you on the way to class early because you've had your break and that you may not have time for breakfast. We open at 7 at our drive-thru over here at Gornto for the high school and the colleges. So, you know, swing by and get your smoothie.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow. What time does the one in Tifton open?
7. They all open at 7 in the morning.
Okay.
During the weekdays.
Okay. So 7 a.m., all four locations are open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know.
Get your fix.
I wish
Start
it was open.
The day off right.
I wish it was open at 5:30 when I'm driving through right by there going to Flash Foods and getting my gas or whatever, my cup of coffee, because I have to be at work at 7, so.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's a great, idea.
Yeah, class usually doesn't start till 8, 7:45, 8
right. o'clock. Right, so for all these kids, especially, and listen, you're very convenient to Lowndes High School.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very convenient right here. This road stays really busy there as they come in, so they can just swing by there and pick up a smoothie.
And we do catering. We can do catering like we're catering for band practice for Valdosta High School, I think.
Oh, wow.
This week. So, you know, football season and practice or whatever. You know, you need to get a little energy, get some hydration, get some protein. Don't forget, Smoothie King, give us a call. We'll cater it.
Maybe you need to have these at the football games. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if we've done that before, but yeah, we've talked about it. But yeah, definitely, we need to do something
That's
like that.
That's interesting, yeah, because they always have, that would be something healthy, don't you think, Chase?
I think so.
Rather than a Coke and French fries and, you know, a hot dog.
Yeah,
I would buy one.
We looked into possibly doing like a mobile unit, but that's a whole other franchise. Believe it or not, that's a whole other franchise. No, you can't do a kiosk because that's a whole other franchise. So,
You're a storefront.
We're storefront, so we just kind of put that on the back burner for right now. But we do cater. So, you know, we take orders, pre-orders. We used to cater to Hayhara Elementary on their Fridays, whatever they had going on. You know, they'd pre-order smoothies, and, yeah, we get them out there, and they sell them to the students.
Wow, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
what
so
a great
think
idea.
About that, guys.
Absolutely. Great idea. It's just such a refreshing drink, and it's good for you. That's what I like about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely good for us. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years' experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and along with my co-host Joe Pate. And Chase, you know, you were telling me earlier, you know, a lot of people say they gain weight over the summer, you know, because of vacation and all, but you actually told me you just lost 8 pounds. Good for you.
Yes, ma'am. Since the beginning of July, I weighed 214. I weighed myself the other night. I'm 206. I know that's not like a big jump, but it's
hey,
I'm still losing weight, you know?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I have changed recently, I'm doing 2.5 hours of cardio every week now. I'm doing 30 minutes a day of cardio on the elliptical. And I'm today I was getting it pretty fast, you know, like 7.5, 7.8. So I'm moving pretty fast.
Yeah. And you said that wasn't really your strong suit, the cardio.
Not my strong suit. It's not my strong suit, but I've added it to my fitness regimen because I felt like I needed it. And, you know, so, you know, a lot of people, and I know that seems like not really a lot, but for me, 30 straight minutes, that's a lot.
Yes.
You know, and I'm burning about an average of 300, 320 calories.
Wow.
So, you know, trying to cut back on some things that I've been eating, but you know, like Joe said, you know, you're going here and there, different things, going places, you know, when you're out of town, it's hard to eat always as healthy as you want to.
Definitely.
Some of the fitness tips here says exercise daily for at least an hour. I don't know that everybody can spare an hour, but 30 minutes. I've got a great new challenge for all my clients this month. And the challenge is to do 100 squats a day.
100 squats a day.
Air squats. I'm not talking, I mean, just like you're standing here. We're standing here right now. We could stand up and we could do 15 air squats. Do 100 squats a day. And then you have no chips, no burgers, no fast food, no sodas, no cookies, no donuts for 30 days.
I feel like that'd be hard for me.
That's the challenge. So I'm going to put the challenge out there to my listeners out there. So the challenge is for the next 30 days. And for those of you who are going to take up this challenge, feel free to call me 241-1059. Later tonight, or we'll probably be tied up with Jeff Levy, but next Thursday, call me and tell me how you're doing. This is the challenge. 100 squats a day. And then no burgers, no fries, no chips, no fast food of any kind, no cookies, no donuts, and I can't remember. I think that was all of it. But it's basically no sugar and very few carbs.
I'm going to say this on air. I will take that challenge.
You will take the challenge.
Yes,
okay, we heard it.
I will say that on air because I want to see what the difference is at the end of the month just for doing all that. Because I'll admit, I do eat fast food because I work here at the radio station. We just go pick up some lunch probably 3 or 4 days a week, so we do eat fast food. So I will cut down on fast food, burgers, cookies, soda, everything. I will do that challenge.
Absolutely. That's great. Okay. You heard it right here on Fit Talk Radio. Chase is going to take the challenge.
Now, will anyone else do it?
Well, all my clients are doing it.
We got to get everyone doing it.
All my clients are doing it over in Thomasville. So I'm going to do it. It's been, it's going to be hard. It really is because I'm a sweet person. I'm all about those sweets. The next fitness tip, this is 5 simple fitness tips. Eat the right foods and proportion each meal. No matter how bad your stomach is telling you to go over eat candy or sugary foods, try to stay away from sweets. That's my problem.
Mine too.
I want a sweet. I want something sweet. Even if I eat a healthy meal, when I get fit, I want something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to really be careful with that. All right. A lot of people say, well, I only eat so many calories a day. Unless you're actually tracking those calories and your food intake, you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
We assume when I started tracking all that, just like, for instance, those little small Reese cups, those little peanut butter that I just ate 2 of a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even think about counting that. But you know what? You know how many calories those little things have? About 90.
Just those little things.
You've got to get enough sleep too. You cannot not have sleep. You have to get enough sleep.
Okay.
Because if you don't get enough sleep, then your body is not going to produce the way it needs to produce. And then you have to stay motivated, whether you need a trainer or not, or you need a partner. But it's hard to stay motivated from time to time. I believe we have someone here on that we've never had on the show before, Chase.
Who do we have?
I think we have Melissa from Wintersville Fitness.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hey, Melissa. How are you? Glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background. I know most people in this area know who you are. I know you are the proud owner of FitMix, and you've been in the fitness industry how many years?
Since 1995, so.
So me and you are the dinosaurs.
A minute.
A minute or two, yes. Tell me what fitness has done for you.
Well, it's been life-changing for me. I started out exercising in high school just because I didn't really like the normal sports and things that in regular PE. So I started actually getting into the weight room, doing calisthenics and stuff like that. And then they knew that I enjoyed it, so they actually let me train basically like the football players and stuff did. I did the weight room. I didn't really do regular.
Good for you. I like that.
And then when I joined the Army and did, of course, a lot of physical stuff while I was in there, and I just realized how much I enjoyed it.
Well, so I know you've been in this area and had FitMix for how long?
I've had FitMix for 5 years as a business, but it was also a class format that I came up with myself years ago, so it's actually been going on since 2011 is when I first started the class.
Well, I did take one of your classes, and you don't play.
No.
it was good. I missed one of the tires, I remember, and twisted my left ankle, mm-hmm. and had to plop down. That was the grandma move, and so that got me out of the rest of it. But I didn't mean to. But anyway,
yeah, it happens.
You recently took a big leap, you and your husband, mm-hmm. and you are now the proud owners of Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta.
Yes, ma'am, I am, and it's the gym where I actually started. Actually, training. My first time personal training was for Gold's Gym at the same location. So when I trained there for quite some time during my internship when I was in school, and then I've also trained at every gym that's ever been in that location, actually. So I feel like I bought my first home.
There you go. That's a great way to put it. Yeah, you bought your first home. Well, there's been several gyms there, but of course, I was there when it was Factor X Fitness, when Hal Jackson had it, and then, of course, it was bought, and I stayed with the new owners and was there with part of Wintersville, and then you mm-hmm. came in behind me. So, I think it's a great gym. I think you're doing a wonderful job. It's very clean. It's together. If anybody can do that, I know you can, Melissa, and I've told you that before.
Yes, thank you.
You're certainly a well-respected fitness professional here in the Valdosta area. So, tell me what y'all do offer over there. Tell me what your philosophy of fitness is and what's happening in Wintersville. What makes Wintersville different from another gym?
Well, Wintersville to me, first off, the location's always been very convenient, right across from Valdosta Mall. But what I really like about it is the equipment, which Hal actually brought in. But the equipment is awesome. It has a lot of the equipment that I used to like, before that was called Hammer Strength. I like, you know, the dark red equipment. Sure. It's by Life Fitness, right, of course, because that's the best. But we had those machines. We have a ton of cardio equipment. We now have a room for group fitness where we're teaching. I'm getting ready to start my next boot camp. My back-to-school boot camp starts on August 13th. And that's a six-week intensive training, which we have now the tire course and everything set up in the back of Wintersville, exactly like my location on Bemis at FitMix.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you had a great setup over there on Bemis Road.
Yeah, we set up exactly the same there. We actually had to paint the lines, though, for the suicides. We do suicides. I'm sorry. but, yeah, so we've got Zumba. We've got spin. We have a lot of HIIT classes, which Des Gray, one of our best trainers. He is teaching a class there now called Summer Heat, and he's going to be helping with the boot camp as well. So we're proud of that. All of our instructors and the staff is just wonderful. The difference with Wintersville to me is the friendliness of our staff. They're absolutely amazing. The members love it. Yes, we keep it very clean. I'm a little bit of a fanatic about that. So it's clean, it's organized, and we always ask the members what they want, and we try to make sure that we fulfill their needs, which is, if price is a problem, we do have some discounts and stuff available for first responders, for our school teachers, students, and also the military.
Well, that's great. I mean, and I'm not kidding you. Anytime somebody asks me about the gym, I say, you know, she is doing a fabulous job. And the first time that I went in there after I had been gone for a while, I said, I could tell at the front desk, when you walk in, it was just immaculate. It was clean. It wasn't cluttered. You could tell that, you know, and your staff was very, of course, they didn't know me, and your staff was very friendly, and tried their best to help me, because I was looking for you. Mm-hmm. And I just finally tracked you down today.
Finally. I'm hard to reach.
You are. Well, you got a lot of irons in the fire, girl. Yeah. I mean, you've just got a lot going on.
Yeah, I do mobile fitness, too. So with my personal training, I may be out at Stone Creek. I may be at Kinderloo. You know, people's homes I've gone to at various locations. But usually I'm back and forth between FitMix and Wintersville.
Gotcha. Well, that's a pretty good little trek back and forth,
right,
between those two. Yeah. Valdosta's not an easy town to get around in. Well, I'm so excited for what you're accomplishing over there, but I'm more excited now because you and I are going to make a union here with the MPC Peach State National Qualifier coming to town. Wintersville is going to be one of our sponsors. So I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah, we're and excited.
I am so excited. Lots going on. So I want to thank you personally for that. And I think we're going to all benefit.
Yeah, we have several members that are actually going to participate in it. And so they're excited, and they're already starting to work out really hard to get there.
I hope so. Several of them have called me. I know there's a few. I won't call any names on the air because, you know, I think it's great for South Georgia, Melissa. I think it was the first national qualifier we've ever had here. You know, hopefully we're going to have, I've got several other sponsors. Smoothie King is one of our sponsors too for the show. Valdosta Health and Wellness is another one, a local one here. I have petitioned the Sport Authority to help us with this, so it should be a great show, and I'm just very, very excited. Well, tell everybody again where Wintersville is, your address and your phone number, and do you have any back-to-school specials going on right now or anything?
Well, we do have back-to-school. The students, actually high school students, are kind of clumped in with the college now, so if they have their high school ID, it's $14.95 a month. Also for teachers, we're extending our $14.95 a month, which is normally for just first responders and military. That's going to be extended to the teachers throughout the month of August.
That's a great price.
And they also have all been, we put in their goodie bags, coupons where they can take the boot camp for $20 off.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the boot camp starts when?
August 13th.
And it runs through?
Well,
is it 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. And how many times per week?
It's four times a week, but you're available to go to any of the classes. We have several class times available. We have 5:15 a.m. at both locations, 6 a.m. at the FitMix location, and then we're 5:30 p.m. at both locations. So we're also going to have like a bonus class at FitMix for anybody who misses a day during the week. They can do a makeup class on Saturdays.
That sounds fabulous.
The best results, if they'll come 3 to 4 times a week, especially at least 3 times a week, that's where I get the best results. And we take their measurements at the beginning, we take them again at the end, and we also give you a nutrition plan to help you do the best you can do at it.
Yeah, you know, I think that's important. I think a lot of times people miss the boat. And, of course, being a trainer myself, you know, being in the industry for 40 years, you know, people think that they can out-train a bad diet. Mm-mm. And they can't do that, can they, Melissa?
No, I've tried.
We've all tried that.
Oreos is not a vitamin. It's not vitamin O.
I like that.
They don't work.
So those Reese cups I just ate, Chase, yep. And Chase witnessed me. They're little, those little bitty ones, though. But
depends
on
how many you have.
Well, two.
They look like vitamins, but they're not.
They're not vitamins. No. That was, but it sure did taste good. See, I was waiting for my smoothie from Joe. But anyway, I did eat those two Reese cups, Joe. I'm so sorry. It was those little bitty ones, though. You're waiting. Oh, no. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. And promise me you're going to come back on the air, listeners. She's going to promise.
I promise I'm going to be coming back. But okay. I did want to say one more thing, if I could.
Sure.
My philosophy on fitness is making it a lifestyle change. I think you had asked me that earlier about And make it a lifestyle change. It's got to be a part of your life. It has to be something you're consistent with for you to ever get anywhere with it. And you know how it is with PT clients. Just trying to keep them motivated to keep coming back.
Absolutely.
If you'll do it for a couple of weeks, your body will start to crave it, and you don't have to fight so hard with yourself with the alarm clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
You want to come because your body gets used to it.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to say
thank you. Well, you need to come back, you know, every month, and you need to tell us, give us some fitness tips and something to nutrition, you know, advice, because these listeners, that's what they're listening for. They're listening for that magic thing that's going to help them and make them get up and be motivated. So, Melissa, thank you from Wintersville Fitness. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I believe we have Jeff Levy on the line. Hopefully,
who do we have on the air?
Hello, caller. Is this Jeff Levy?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, how are you? We couldn't hear you. Sorry about that for just a second there.
That's okay.
Well, how are you doing? Problem. How's everything going?
As well as can be. Taking it day by day.
Well, it's been a busy week for all of us down here. We've had a lot of rain here in South Georgia, but, you know, I'm just going to remind the listeners a little bit. I did earlier, but we're going to continue the series of the Madonna Grimes story and her legend and what she you know, was and, you know, the struggles that she had. Just briefly, you know, summarize a little bit about Madonna for the listeners who may just be tuning in tonight for the first time.
Sure. Well, Madonna was a prodigy, and of course, in dance and fitness. She started dancing probably in Dayton. In Dayton, Ohio, probably at the age of 7, 8, 9, she started to choreograph for some of the big music groups back then, like the Ohio Players and Lakeside. And they, you know, when she was about 14 or 15, and they never thought somebody so young could do that kind of choreography. And when they saw her, they said, oh, yeah, she's amazing. So she was, you know, an athlete, and she was on the cheerleading team in high school, and then you know, very good student, 4.0 student, went to Ohio State. And as a freshman, she had made the varsity cheerleading team, the only freshman to do that at Ohio State, which is quite, you know, prestigious because, of course, it's Ohio State. And, you know, you're performing in front of 90,000 people. So she went 4 years as a cheerleader at Ohio State, which was they were national champs, I believe, in cheerleading. And she was the captain and did their choreography. From there, she got her degree in dance choreography and then went on to get her master's degree at the Tisch School of Performing Arts in NYU, which is a very prestigious school for the performing arts. Again, graduating, you know, at the very top of her class. And then when she was actually in New York, she was also doing Broadway plays and dancing with Alvin Ailey in Harlem, which is, you know, like as high up as it goes in that kind of dance, you know, doing, I think, Cats and Bubbling Brown Sugar and a couple of plays. So she, you know, moved out to L.A. to kind of start her career. She was doing a lot of television, like Saved by the Bell. She was one of the original Fly Girls, the first one with Jennifer Lopez in the hit TV series In Living Color. So she was getting some great recognition. Then she entered the Miss Fitness America pageant, contest, which there's about 400, and there had never actually been an African-American woman to ever win that. So, you know, the first time she goes in, she wins that very prestigious event, and it gets nationally aired coverage. So, you know, she got a big payday, actually, for that as well. So she opened up a bunch of gyms. Well, they were actually dance, fitness, theater studios in L.A., and they became very, very successful. So successful that, you know, usually when you walk into a kind of aerobics class or something, you just, you know, you walk in, you had to actually make an appointment, you know, because our classes would get so crowded, and she would do six or seven classes a day. And she would do, you know, enter competitions, and then she became Miss World International Aerobics. Every contest on that level, World, International, USA, she had won all those particular competitions. I think recently she just got the NAACP Choreographer of the Year. She was also in the 2016, the Academy Awards. They do give out awards for people in the performing arts. You may not see them on television, but they list her. So she was also inducted into the, you know, the Academy in 2016. She has written books. She has, I don't know, 20 or 30 DVDs on, you know, dance, choreography, fitness. And basically, you know, she's truly an icon in her field. Every time, you know, if you look at some of the video that I sent you on her, you know, I would take her around the world to Russia, China, Japan, Brazil, Turkey. And she would literally get 200 or 300 people in her classes. You know, these would be at kind of, you know, fitness events like at Remini, which is a huge fitness event. She would always be the headliner. She was just very iconic in the field of dance, fitness, hip-hop, choreography, and actually, you know, going back to the 90s, she actually was the pioneer in hip-hop dance. And, you know, people, she was so loved by everybody, and, you know, she was just so magnificent and beautiful and friendly. They called her the diva of dance and the queen of hip-hop. So she's had quite a journey.
Well, that you're, just to recap, listeners, this is, you know, the Madonna Grimes story. Well, Jeff, I know that with all that being said, you know, last week you began to tell us the story of, you know, what happened to her and how she got sick. So just start from there and sure, bring us up to date now. And I know that y'all went through some tragic things and some things that were very hurtful. And we're going to talk about that, listeners, tonight, for those of you sure, who may, you know, may or may not want to hear this, but it's the reality of things that do happen from time to time. So just continue on, Jeff, and tell the listeners what actually happened to Madonna.
Sure. And, you know, I haven't really discussed this topic, you know, on the radio. I mean, I have in personal settings, or people have asked me to come into schools and, you know, talk about this. So, you know, it is a, you know, it's a very heart-wrenching subject for me. However, I find an obligation to tell people, you know, how did somebody so magnificent, so fit, a person who never smoked, a person who never knew what alcohol tasted like. She never smoked. She never went out. She just was into fitness and dance, and she lived the perfect life. So you would never think by looking at her that there was a time bomb that was going off. You know, doctors would look at her and say, you know, she was 50, and they'd say, you look like you're 30. I mean, we've never seen anybody so fit. And she had actually requested a colonoscopy at 50, and they said, ah, but look at you, you're just so amazingly fit that, you know, they didn't give it to her for some reason. I don't know why. But how this all happens, there was no sign, no symptom, no rhyme, no reason. It wasn't like she started to get an ache or pain or nausea, or, you know, it wasn't like something like a rolling train that felt these little things And she was very in tune with her body. I mean, really in tune. And, you know, she, you know, used the restroom at, you know, 10:30 in the morning. And all of this, she was at the gym, and all of a sudden, you know, she experienced excruciating pain in her abdomen, and something that she had never, ever felt before. And, of course, when she looked, there was, you know, blood. And between the blood and the pain, you know, we had to get her immediately to see her doctor, which we did. Of course, a colonoscopy was then scheduled. And certainly they found a rather large, what they call right side colon tumor, which is, you know, the worst one that you can have. By that time, as I understand it, it had metastasized into her lung and liver. You know, so things were getting, you know, she was probably in stage four by the time that she was diagnosed through the colonoscopy and biopsies and things of that nature. So, you know, we had to think about, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? You know, it was devastating for everyone, her family, myself, her fans, her friends. Just couldn't believe that this was something that had occurred in somebody so magnificent, wonderful. But her colorectal surgeon said that she would have to go in for a colostomy, which, you know, if anybody knows, that is a horrible thing to have to go through, especially somebody like Madonna, who took such care and pride in her body and appearance, to, you know, have this hole in the side of your abdomen, you know, with a, you know, a bag attached to it. And that's how, you know, you defecate through this bag. And it's just tragic. So, you know, she did that so it, you know, her feces would actually bypass the tumor, because she wasn't able to do it sitting down like normal people. So she did that. And, you know, she was doing, I think, rather well. You know, I was kind of surprised. And I know I shared some video with you that, you know,
that the doctor was amazing. That was amazing to me. That video, her dancing, teaching that class, wearing that colostomy bag, and she was just, I mean, it was high energy. I could not believe it. I've showed it to several people. I'm going to post it. I wanted to post it tonight after the show, but I'm going to try to share it and post it tonight. And, you know, because that just goes to show her attitude, her spirit, her faith, and that's what we're going to talk about here in a minute. You know, she had a lot of faith. She thought she was going to overcome this, didn't she, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, she really, really did. I don't think there was a second that she did not believe that she would not beat this thing. And she had me convinced of it. But, you know, reading all the research and talking to oncologists and colorectal surgeons who were, you know, double board certified and been doing this a long time, and the studies that I read were not encouraging by any means. The life expectancy with this type of cancer in this kind of stage is 3 months to, you know, 3 or 4 years, and, you know, she almost got to that 4 year mark. But she pretty much had us all convinced in the video that you actually I shared with you. You know, she's into three plus years of, you know, colorectal cancer, pain, colostomy bag, and doing these most complex movement that you saw. And when we were telling her oncologist that she's still teaching dance on the highest level, he said, that's impossible. And I had to show him the video. And he was like, we've never quite seen somebody who has the condition that she has doing this kind of stuff. And I just, you know, said, well, this is who she is. You know, that's who she is. So,
That was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing to me. And, you know, I've seen a lot of things, but I mean, but I think her spirit, her determination and her faith. But now, you took her a lot of places trying to get her healthy, trying to give her a quality of life back. Tell me a little bit about what happened along that journey.
Well, you know, I mean, here in the United States, I didn't want to believe it, though. You know, I do still believe we have the best medical treatment and facilities. However, we exhausted all those possibilities here in the United States. So, you know, surgery, chemo, radiation, immunotherapy treatments, everything that we could possibly do, well, you know, and the surgery, there was just nothing left for us to do in the United States. And we looked at, you know, alternative treatments, and Madonna did most of the research. I mean, she's a naturalist, you know, into metaphysics and spirituality. So she was looking at a wide range of different types of treatments. So, you know, we went to Germany. We had gone to the Philippines. We went to Canada. We went to spend a lot of time, and we had our most faith in Mexico through a doctor at Cedar Sinai in California, who believed, and many people believed, and his research had attested to this, that he possibly had come up with what he believed to be a cure for cancer. And actually, there were some lawsuits that supported that. But he didn't have FDA approval to use these kind of, you know, treatments. So we had to go to Mexico, and she was getting these kind of viruses, that, as I understand it, that would, you know, he would shoot directly into the tumor, which was extremely painful for her, but she would not take any anesthetic or pain medication ever, or most of the time. And the idea was that it was to shut off the main tumor, the cancer cells in the main tumor, and he felt that once you stop the cancer, which is the main one in the rectum and colon, that the other ones would start to almost shut off, like shutting a light off. So, you know, we did that, and actually, when I took her to Mexico from California, I had to take her by wheelchair. I mean, it's so devastating to see the most active, fit, energetic person who can do some of the most amazing things having to be wheeled around in a wheelchair. It was kind of devastating to me. But she got some of these treatments, and I remember, you know, we went back to the hotel room, and she did a handstand, which was kind of crazy. You know, she went from wheelchair to handstand, and I was getting, you know, that was encouraging. But that wasn't going to be the answer. The Philippines was not the answer. You know, she went to a lot of spiritual retreats, looking for that other alternative source. You know, maybe these things helped to extend her life a little further. You know, when she got to the statistical end of that spectrum in the studies, you know, going on to that almost fourth year, things started to get really terrible. I mean, it was the worst thing that I have ever seen, and I'm having a hard time living with it even today from what I saw. You know, one day she just said, "I think I had a stroke." And I said, "Oh, no, I don't think, no." But what happened was her left side was almost like paralyzed, like, you know, but her speech was still okay, so I didn't think she had a stroke. But I think it's just my hypothesis that the cancer had started to spread possibly into her brain, because she was losing all her motor skills. She was losing her speech. She was deteriorating at a very rapid rate. You know, we had her in home in L.A., you know, with hospice care at home. She didn't want to go to any facility. So, you know, we brought hospital bed up into the bedroom, and hospice came in, and, you know, there came that point in time that they said, you know, you have around 5 days. And that was just, you know, watching her not be able to talk and just not be able to move and just wasting away. And, you know, she could only blink her eyes or grunt towards the end. And that's ingrained into my heart and soul for the rest of my life. And I really do not want to see anyone have to go through that, because it is tragic.
Well, Jeff, you know, this could have been prevented.
Well,
isn't that what you believe, that had, and this is what we're trying to get out to the listeners. People, we all think we're, I think I'm healthy. Joe, my co-host, I mean, she thinks she's healthy. We both look like the epitome of health. But, you know, this disease is no respecter of persons. So had Madonna had that colonoscopy at 50, this possibly could have been prevented, don't you think?
Well, I don't think 50, because that's when she first started to get the symptom at around just about turning 50. And it's so funny because I've gone to a lot of, seminars and people talking about, health and fitness and diet and training and, from doctors to fitness experts. And as I was going to all, listening to all these, very prestigious people talking, they left out the one thing that I thought was really critical, and that was, your genetic background. What is there in your genetic background that you need to know? Because that's every bit as important. Here's Madonna. And she, towards the end, she was even saying to me, I did everything right. I did everything perfect. I can't believe this, because I did everything perfect. And she did, but she didn't really think about, first of all, African-American colorectal cancer, 3 times greater than the general population. If there's a history of cancer, especially colorectal cancer, either on your mother and father's side, well, now just, exponentially went up, 10 times greater. And the new research out there is saying that if you're African-American and you have someone in your family on either side who have had colorectal cancer, you better start thinking about getting a colonoscopy, possibly at 35, certainly no later than 40, followed up by one every 5 years, because it generally starts as a small polyp, as most people know. And these small polyps in the colon and the intestine, they're the ones that end up turning into these cancer cells. And so if the gastroenterologist is doing, colonoscopy and they see these little polyps, that's what they'll go in there and remove them so they don't, get into these large tumors. I mean, Madonna had a tumor that was probably the size of a hard ball. I mean, she would, she would make me feel it, to see, she wanted me to understand, what the size of this thing was, but. Yes, I believe that early screening is critical and crucial, and you got to take that every bit as serious as your diet, because this doesn't have anything to do with diet or exercise or, living that perfect, pristine lifestyle, because she was the epitome of health and fitness. There was nobody higher on the food chain than Madonna. So everybody's got to take that into consideration, your genetic background, or you may find yourself in some real bad trouble, and I don't want to see anybody go through that. It's not only was horrible, for Madonna, of course it was most horrible for her, but it was horrible for me, it was horrible for every single family member, it was horrible for her friends, for her fans. They still continue to have this outpour of love, and they feel the tragedy of this loss of this really magnificent, caring, loving person who was really quite gifted and talented.
Well, it certainly is a tragic story. But not only that, Jeff, but, y'all spent a lot of money as you traveled and sought mm-hmm. these alternative medical
treatments.
Yeah. I'm almost at a loss for words. Me and Joe are sitting here and we both had tears in our eyes, just so that you know.
Yeah.
As you did that, and these doctors, I mean, they took a lot of your money and they did absolutely nothing.
That's true. And, I can't tell you, how much money was spent. It's not only spending the money on the treatments, but it's spending the money also, you know, on travel, on hotels and food and, you know, the accommodations that you have to also take care of. There was some, like Dr. Sam, the one in Mexico, you know, he was basically doing it pro bono because he was a fan of Madonna's, and he also felt, you know, Madonna was his perfect example. If I can, you know, cure her, it's going to be, you know, it'll catch a lot of attention. But yes, we ended up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You know, and that's to add insult to injury. Now, I know Madonna had a lot of faith. I know that she believed and I know that, and of course, I'll just tell you, and the listeners know, you know, me and Joe, you know, we are Christians and we love the Lord. And I do believe that that people can be healed. But, you know, but Jesus was the only one that I ever know of that actually laid hands on somebody and healed them. And Jesus is not walking this earth. That's not to say that I don't believe that somebody can't be healed. But, you know, there's a lot of shamans out there and there's a lot of people that will promise things that, you know, they don't really have the spiritual power to give. You know, only, you know, in my opinion, only the Lord has the, you know, only the Lord can heal somebody.
We both agree. And, you know, Madonna was very spiritual. I mean, very spiritual. I mean, she would be a person who, you know, prayed quite a bit, meditated quite a bit. She would go to any church. It didn't matter whether it was, you know, Roman Catholic or, you know, basically we had gone mostly to the West Baptist Church in L.A., and she was very in tune with her spirituality. The thing is that, and I think people have to be really careful, because when you're, and I've seen it in the faces of all these people that I saw who were standing in line with Madonna to get treatment or looking for something that was an alternative treatment, the look in their faces were like, it's like you're just hoping, you know? You don't want to take away somebody's hope.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I was really kind of buying Madonna, was the hope that one of these things was going to work. You know, when we went to like a spiritual retreat clinic, you know, I wasn't so impressed with, you know, people who want to put their hands on you and then ask you for $25,000. I mean,
that's right.
That's not right.
And we talked about that.
Yeah.
When Jesus healed the sick woman that reached out his garment and she was healed, you know, he didn't ask her for money. And that was my problem there. That was my problem there with faith healers who want to charge you. If they're a real faith healer, they don't need to charge you. You know, that was that was a real problem that I had. And, you know, they may be blowing my phone up tomorrow with me saying this. And I'm not saying that I don't believe that people can be healed. I'm just saying that I don't believe in a shaman who says that they're a healer.
And
that's
don't
what I'm
either.
Saying. Right.
And Madonna did believe that there were people who had those kind of, you know, abilities.
Sure.
We happened just not to meet the right person, but I will tell you, at the retreat where there were doctors and surgeons from some of the most prestigious medical schools coming, you know, from Harvard, you know, and coming from fantastic medical centers were all there. I think what was more valuable actually was everybody would, you know, you'd wear all white clothing, and all these people who were very ill, and all these doctors and regular people and teachers and psychiatrists and psychologists, you know, they would all sit around and kind of discuss what they were going through.
Right.
And, you know, and get into a group prayer. And, you know, that I thought had value.
Sure.
That I thought had value for her.
Okay, we only have just a couple more seconds to be on the air, but you're going to join us next Thursday. We're going to continue this. We're not quite finished, folks, but this is such a story to be told. Jeff, I want to thank you. We're going to look forward to hearing from you next Thursday night. We'll continue the story of Madonna Grimes and her legend. And, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing. I know this has been heartfelt, and we appreciate all that you have done.
I want to thank you and your husband and the audience for giving me the opportunity to speak about her. So it's really Madonna and my honor together. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Always remember to stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.